Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Let's jump straight in.
Tech Guide.
This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia.
Tech Guide.
It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect.
Tech Guide.
They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide episode 134, the podcast that always keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening, thanks for downloading, and for any first-timers, we are glad you found us. My name is Stephen Fenwick and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's program, we're going to compare the new subscription video on demand services, Presto and Stan. The information and privacy we're giving up for free apps, and we'll tell you about the unlosable umbrella. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at the Parrot Zik 2.0 headphones, the Logitech Any Angle that can hold your iPad at any angle, and the new features for the latest GoPro. And we'll wrap things up with the Tech Guide help desk as usual. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. A huge show, so let's get cracking. Well, there's been an enormous amount of interest around these new subscription video on demand services, Presto and Stan. I've had a lot of queries through Tech Guide, a lot of calls on the radio, a lot of people interested to know what they're about, how much they cost, and what else is involved. Well, I'm going to take you through a quick comparison of the two services. But before I press on with that, I think that we need to just remind people that it is this is obviously a subscription service, so you're paying month to month, but that isn't the only cost you pay. The other way you're paying is with your data. Data allowance. There's a lot of readers that I've been in contact with who are on a very small data limit per month, and that are wanting to watch movies through these new services. And I've had to explain to these readers that they really, if they do want to take these take on these new services, they really need to boost their monthly download limit. You've got to consider that, for example, you watch a movie on one of these streaming services, you're up for about 300 meg, and I think that's only if it's in standard definition. You move up to almost a gig if you're streaming it in high definition. So if you haven't got your proper data allowance sorted before you take on these services, it's really something you need to look at. Right, but let's look at the two services for a start. They both start at about $10 a month. Stan is $10 a month, no locking contracts. Presto, $9.99 a month, and that's for movies only. You can move up to the $14.99 plan, which is TV and movies, and again, Presto has no lock-in contracts. Now, the services, people ask this question too, there's a bit of confusion. How do I see these services? How do I view them? Well, what you need to do is install an app either on your phone or your tablet, or view the service on your web browser, or access the service at least from your web browser. So that doesn't mean that you're stuck watching these services on a tablet or on your smartphone or on your browser. There are ways to stream that content to your television. Either service can do that. With Presto, you can stream using either the Google Chromecast or to your TV using AirPlay to an Apple TV. Presto, you can only stream to Google Chromecast. Now, Google Chromecast also works with iPads and iPhones and all that. So if you do have the app installed on one of those devices, you can still Chromecast it to your television. Now, eventually, when these services get a bit more mature and established, there will be apps for your smart TV. So at the moment, you need to stream it from your device, but there will be a time when there will be an app on your television. I think with Netflix coming out on March 31, you will find that many TVs will have that installed or ready to go for that March 31 launch. And I'm talking all your major TV producers are no doubt in talks with them already, getting that ready for that March 31 launch. Another question I've been asked is, what's the video quality like? What sort of quality can we expect? Well, with Stan, you've got a choice of high def or standard definition, so watching it whether it's on a tablet, on your phone, and of course on your television. With the mobile device, you can also choose video quality, low, medium, and high, but if you want high definition, Stan does provide that. Over at Presto, you can only view in standard definition. Obviously, the disadvantage of that is if you're watching it on television, it's not going to look as good as watching a high definition version. But the upside of the standard definition only model is that you're using a lot less data to watch that content. Speaking of the content, that's one, I think, one choice that people are going to make. They're going to decide on these services on the strength of that content. Now, over at Stan, they've just done a recent deal with Roadshow Entertainment, so that's going to bring across some pretty interesting movies like The Wolf of Wall Street, The Lego Movie, Edge of Tomorrow, as well as their back catalogue. They've also already got MGM on board, so you're going to be watching movies like The Hobbit, RoboCop, Silence of the Lambs. TV-wise, you've got MGM, CBS, and Sony in the Stan camp. But I think what you're going to see, the hook that for these services is going to be some of the exclusive programs. Over at Stan, they've got Golden Globe award-winning show, Transparent, which tells the story of a family and the father decides that he's suddenly a woman. So that's going to be interesting to view. You can view that on Stan right now. They put the first couple of episodes on Channel 9 with a teaser then to say if you want to watch the whole series, head over to Stan. The other interesting content at Stan is the Breaking Bad prequel, Better Call Saul, which is generating a bit of buzz. Over at Presto, they've got no shortage of content either. I should mention, too, before I go on, that Stan is actually a partnership between Nine Entertainment Co., so Channel 9, and Fairfax Media. Presto is a partnership between Foxtel and Channel 7. So hence, you'll kind of know that where the content's coming from. Stan will obviously, of course, inherit some Channel 9 content. Presto will inherit some Channel 7 content and everything else in between. So over at Presto, they do have some impressive movies. Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Ender's Game, Need for Speed, Spider-Man 2. And TV shows, they've got some pretty solid credentials there with a deal with HBO. So you're not going to get Game of Thrones, I'm pretty sure. You're not going to get Game of Thrones, but you are going to get shows like Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones, and no doubt Foxtel are going to reserve for Foxtel, the actual Foxtel service. They also have rights to the Showtime program, so shows like Californication, Deadwood, and the excellent show, which is a favorite of mine, Ray Donovan. So that, in a nutshell, is Presto v. Stan. So if you wanted to read a little bit more about those and before you are thinking of taking the plunge with one of them, all of that information that I just went through in a lot more detail can be found at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide,
keeping you updated and educated.
Now, we do love a free app. Who doesn't love a free app? Well, the problem with some of those free apps, though, especially if you're an Android user, is that app can come with some of your information and, God forbid, your privacy at the same time. There was a recent study conducted by Norton, who did it was among more than 6,000 people from across 9 countries, including Australia. 695 Aussies participated in this study. And they found that their Mobile Insights trial, as they've called it, scanned Android apps before they're downloaded for vulnerabilities and privacy risks, and it found alarmingly that there was plenty of personal identifiable information like your phone number, usernames, call logs, calendar details, even pictures and text messages of yours, passwords even, being accessed by these apps. Now, a third of these apps, which was the real worry, are even accessing your SIM card information, things like your address book, mobile PIN numbers, and even your call history. And worse still, 13% of these apps scanned by the Mobile Insights by Norton's actually sent your number off the device. So it sent it to a third party off your phone. really alarming stuff. So you know that when you're downloading a free app, and I'll explain in a minute why Android is the real worry in this area here. When you're hitting all these OKs to allow the app, it tells you what it's going to access, what it's going to use that information with, all these things that you're hitting OK for. Many of us, I should say, don't look at that list of information. A lot of us just hit OK, just so we can get their hands on this free app. And unfortunately, some of us pay the price, and the consequences are privacy is breached, security is breached, and we're in a bit of trouble. Now, this is mainly for Android apps, and I should explain why. Android Play Store doesn't have the same stringent testing and control of the App Store, Apple's App Store. The Play Store, you submit your app, and within 24 hours, it's in the Play Store. Now, Android have always adopted an open source, multi-manufacturer, multi-third-party company running their software, so that rather than there being a gatekeeper to their App Store, it's pretty much download it, make sure it works, and then it's yours. So it takes about a day, about 24 hours to 48 hours to submit an app to the App Store, to Google Play Store, and for it to be available. Now, over at iOS, over at Apple, they test every single app that is submitted. They actually load it on a device, test it, make sure that none of the it doesn't allow for privacy or security breaches. They put it through a string of tests before they give it the tick. Now, the Play Store tends to be one-in-all-in type of approach where some apps can do have security information requested, privacy information numbers, whereas iOS actually can categorically open up each of those sections, so you can either access one or two or none. It just gives you the choice. For developers, they're a little bit more open, a little bit more detail you can offer in the app. So Apple are very, very strict on the sort of experience that app can provide, and of course won't allow apps that can breach security and privacy. That's the difference. I've had a lot of reaction from the story that I wrote on Tech Guide. People ask me, well, why are you only mentioning Android? That is the reason. So they are pretty alarming results. Think twice, people, next time you're downloading a free app. Norton do have mobile security, so it can protect against apps that it does warn you if the app you're downloading may compromise your privacy. They've also got Norton 360, which is an all-round solution that can cover your mobile devices as well as your PCs and other products in your home. Check that story out. There's some pretty alarming information there. If you want to read it all about it, techguide.com.au. Now, be honest, how many times have you left your umbrella behind? I've done it. I think we've all done it. We've all been there. You leave it in a restaurant, in a cafe, on a bus, on a train, and you know what? There's no way of retrieving that umbrella. Once it's gone, it's gone. Well, Blunt, the New Zealand company, New Zealand umbrella company, have come up with what they're calling the unlosable umbrella. And the reason they can call it the unlosable umbrella is because they've partnered with a Silicon Valley company called Tile. Now, Tile is a small device. It's small. It's called a tile because it actually looks like an oversized Scrabble tile. And what it actually is, it's a sensor that allows you to locate devices. So you may put a tile on your keys. You may put one on the back of your laptop. You may put one in your car. You may put one wherever you want to locate something, you know, on the back of your phone. And of course, put one inside an umbrella. So what this tile allows you to do, like the keys is the classic example. You can't find your keys at home. They've got a tile on them. So what you do is open up the app and it will tell you within 15 to 30 meters where they are. You can even make the tile create a noise so that you can find it by sound. And if it's outside that 30 meter radius, you can even know the last known location. So when the phone, your smartphone's app and the tile are separated, I think it can even set some kind of alert system so that you don't walk out of a restaurant. If it's separated by a certain distance, you'll get an alert that you're leaving your devices, your products behind. So Blunt, very clever, the little partnership here with Tile. These umbrellas are already pretty high quality. Blunt claimed that they're the world's strongest umbrellas. The reason they're called Blunt, by the way, is that if you take a look at the photo on Tech Guide, there are no sharp points on the edge of the canopy. You know, on a traditional umbrella, there's like a little steel point around the canopy that can normally take an eye out if you're not very careful. Blunt don't have this. Blunt have rounded edges on the edge of the canopy and a really strong system there. So they're claiming it is the world's strongest umbrella. Well, now it's the world's first unlosable umbrella. So with the Tile inserted, you can then locate your brolly if you've left it behind. These are going to be available in March. Pricing starts at $99. And if you want to find out a little bit more about those brollies, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Now, speaking of Wi-Fi, how many Wi-Fi devices do you have in your home? Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 20? We've got laptops, tablets, iPads, smartphones, gaming consoles, smart TVs, streaming music. The list goes on and on. The average Aussie home actually has 10 or more devices. That's the average home, and they're all connected to your Wi-Fi network. Well, now is the time to upgrade your home network to Netgear's next generation 802.11 AC Wi-Fi and get the best experience for all your gadgets and devices. When you upgrade to Netgear's 802.11 AC Wi-Fi, you'll enjoy video and music streaming with no buffering. There'll be a more reliable Wi-Fi connectivity in your home, wider coverage. You'll see faster loading of websites, video downloads, email attachments, much, much more. So check out Netgear's range of next generation 802.11 AC Wi-Fi products, and I'm talking about modems, routers, and range extenders. You can check them out at netgear.com.au and do more with your devices this summer.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick. Tech Guide.
Our first product in the Tech Guide reviews this week is a pair of headphones, but not just any old headphones. We're talking the Parrot Zik 2.0 headphones. Now, Parrot is a well-known French company. They make everything from drones to headphones and other kinds of products, a wide range of devices that Parrot are involved with. But this particular case, the Zik 2.0, obviously the second version, which is a bit lighter and better, in my opinion, than the previous model. This is a pair of headphones that I describe as luxurious. They're made of leather, very soft leather, with really distinct metal design, so metal arms that curl around the ear cups and extend into the headband. It's actually designed by Philippe Starck, a very popular French designer. So an excellent partnership right there. So here you're looking at a pair of headphones that have got very high design qualities, very good audio quality, I have to say. Audio quality is exceptional, and a price to match. These aren't cheap, $499. But let's take a closer look. The headphones themselves are a little bit snug. I've got a big head, so I think these are a bit snug. Probably won't be snug for everyone. I pulled them out as big as they could go. Normally, every other brand of headphone fits me quite nicely. The Parrots were a little snug, but still fit around my ears nonetheless. And when it's over your ear, you do hear, you do feel a bit of a passive noise cancellation going on as well. There is active noise cancellation on board too, so you kind of get the best of both worlds there. Now, couldn't work out is which was the left and right ear cup. There was no L and R on this on the headphones, unless I looked everywhere. I couldn't find them. I actually had to look at a picture of the headphones being worn on the Parrot website to work out how they're being worn. I worked out what was left and right from that picture. So on board, though, there is an equalizer and a digital sound processor. So what you're getting is music and quality that is very well filtered through this processor. And the app helps you control that. The Parrot Zik 2.0 app lets you control that equalizer. It's even got a way of there's a predefined equalizer, so you can set that yourself, or there's a predefined setting, or you can create your own setting. You can even activate noise cancellation usually through the app. But there's also a smart audio tuning feature that's part of this free app that can detect the best presets for, or select the best presets for the music that you're actually listening to. So it's kind of a set and forget setting right there. It does have controls as well. Like there is no cable. This is a Bluetooth pair of headphones, I should mention. So there's no cable that connects to your device, your smartphone or your tablet, whatever you happen to be listening to. So there's no inline remote control for because there's no cable. There's no remote control on any cable. But you can control your music through a smart touch panel on the right ear cup. Traditionally, you'll find controls on a device, like you actually find volume up, volume down. You'll find a music control. But often those headphones become bulkier and uglier because they've got to add all these controls to the design. Well, not so with the Parrot. That smart touch panel allows you to access those controls. So you'll be able to forward, go to the next track, go to the previous track, increase the volume, pause your music, simply by stroking that side smart, ear cup in certain directions. So up and down is the volume, left and right is your music control, touching the center is pause and play. So it's all there. So it really doesn't compromise the style and the design of the headphones. A great result right there. It's got a battery that can last up to 18 hours. Pretty small battery though, 830 milliamp hours. So it does, Parrot claims it will go for up to 18 hours. We got not quite that much, but we were giving it a bit of a flogging during our testing. We were listening to it for a long time. Full charge can be achieved in 150 minutes. That's 2.5 hours can be gone from zero to full charge in 2.5 hours. Now, as I said, these aren't the cheapest headphones in the world. They will appeal to those music lovers who feel a real emotional connection to their headphones. They listen, they love the best quality for their music, and they're willing to pay for it. But what they get for their money in this case is great design and terrific audio quality. You want to read my full review of the Parrot Zik 2.0? They're priced at $499. You can read my full report at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Here's an idea. Create a case that allows you to position your iPad Air 2 at any angle you want. That's exactly what Logitech has done, and they've called that case, drum roll please, Any Angle. It's for the iPad Air 2. Now, traditionally, when you buy a case for your tablet, whether it's an iPad or Android tablet or whatever sort of tablet you're buying, the case usually has the ability to position the tablet at certain angles. But those angles are pretty determined by the case. This is upright, this is the typing angle, this is the viewing angle, and you're stuck with it. The beauty of the Any Angle is that there's a hidden hinge, a very strong hinge, and magnets that can allow the user to adjust literally to any angle that they want to position the iPad Air 2. Now, this is handy because we use our iPads in so many different ways. There are people who use it for typing, for viewing. People use it when they're cooking. People use it when they're fixing their car, when they're doing yoga, exercising. There's so many different uses for people working, relaxing, exercising, traveling with their iPads that the Any Angle really helps to position it just how they want to. It's available in a number of colors. There's a few nice color combinations, six in total. And being Logitech, of course, you know it's going to be high quality. The rear of the Any Angle is transparent, so you can actually see the iPad at the back. Handy, too, if you're using this in a school or a library and there may be barcodes you need to scan on the back, so you can still put the barcode on the back of the iPad and scan it without actually having to take off the case. So that's another handy addition to the Any Angle case. It's available now, priced at $69.95, the Logitech Any Angle case for the iPad Air 2. And you guessed it, full review, techguide.com.au. Well, the GoPro is a camera, action camera, that's really taken the world by storm. It's such a popular product. The Hero 4 Black, Hero 4 Silver was recently released late last year. And, of course, they are more popular than ever. I think GoPro is now the default name for any kind of action camera. You hear someone saying, look, I want to buy a GoPro. It means they want to buy an action camera. And 9 times out of 10, they will actually buy the GoPro camera. There are other action cameras around that we've spoken about in the past. but GoPro is no doubt the top of the pile. What's happened now is the GoPro Hero 4 and the Hero 4 Silver, so Hero 4 Black, Hero 4 Silver, already had plenty of features out of the box. But what GoPro's done is actually added even more features just by a simple software update. So if you go to your GoPro app, it'll allow you to upgrade the software in your GoPro Hero 4 Black, Hero 4 Silver cameras. And as a result of that upgrade, you get a number of new features on the GoPro, which I think is a pretty good deal. Let's take a look at the features. One of them is time-lapse video mode. Now, you can position the GoPro to shoot over a long period of time, obviously taking a little snapshots here and there, short little snippets, and then sort of that long period of time, whether it's overnight, a sunrise, a sunset, a boat pulling out of the harbour and back in, or a family party, a family gathering, you can then have that access to that short, sharp, easily shareable video of that event, that time-lapse photography, very popular with a lot of action cameras and any even smartphone applications that allow you to do time-lapse. But GoPro now has time-lapse video mode. So previously, you had to go into the sort of heavy post-production to capture that sort of thing. Now, it's straight out of the camera. You can shoot your time-lapse videos. Another feature is the 30x6 burst mode. So that means you can capture 30 photos in just 6 seconds. So don't forget, it's not just shooting video, the GoPro, it's also shooting, can shoot very high quality photographs. So now you're never going to miss a minute because, let's face it, many people use the GoPro in the middle of their action, whether they're surfing, kayaking, paddleboarding, skiing, snowboarding, and the ability to capture your video is well known, but also capturing photos is now with the capture 30 photos in 6 seconds. So this new burst photo mode is, I think, going to be a very popular one. Another new feature is auto-rotate. Now, you think of the way people mount the GoPro. A lot of people have it on a skateboard or on the side of their bike or their car. Some people mount it upside down because, obviously the mounting is easier having it the wrong way around. And traditionally, you had to go into the settings and then turn it around so that you're having right side up recording. Well, now, with the software update, it will now automatically adjust that orientation to right side up before you're ready for recording. Another thing you can do, whether you're recording or playing back a video, is mark key moments. This is called highlight tag. So if you're either recording or even when you're playing back, you can then, through the viewfinder, mark the key moments that you want to remember. So it's very easy then for the final edit, these little notes that you're putting through the video, when you go to the editor, these are easy to find little tags that you've put all throughout your video. Now, if you've got the top-of-the-line Hero 4 Black, there are two features that are exclusive to the 4 Black that this software upgrade provides. One of them is 720p shooting at 240 frames per second. That's such a high frame rate. So what that means is shooting at that such high frame rate provides really great slow-motion playback, because the faster your frame rate, and then when you pull it back to 24 frames per second, the slow-motion capture is pretty cool. And at 720p, that's HD quality, that will look amazing. There's also another mode, 2.7K mode at 60 frames per second. So this is more for that shooter who wants to capture a more cinematic look on their videos. So 2.7K, which is greater than full HD, but slightly less than 4K, but at 60 frames a second, once that's edited back, then you see it's got a more of a cinematic movie feel. The GoPro Hero 4 and Hero 4 Silver available now, but those upgrades really add those excellent features. The GoPro Hero 4 Black is priced at $679. The Hero 4 Silver, which has a built-in viewfinder, I should add, $549. They're available now, and if you upgrade your software, you going to get all of these new cool features.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, I had a really, really interesting question on the Tech Guide forum. On Tech Guide, it's called Tech Talk. So if you want to head over to Tech Guide, if you've got a question, you may end up on the Tech Guide podcast. Well, Ian Stewart got through to me on the forum, and he had a very, very interesting question that I have actually heard of this case before. Now, his question is the fact that he's replaced the downlights in his kitchen. He's gone from 50-watt 12-volt downlights down to 9-watt 12-volt LED downlights. And the problem he's finding is that he's got TV interference. And he said he's traced it back. He said it's because of, since the downlights have been in, he's been unable to get the lower frequency channels, so channel 7 and 7 mate, the whole range of channels that are all similarly affected. So he's traced it back to the time when he replaced the downlights, and he said, is there any relationship between these two things? And the surprising answer is, yes, there is. There is actually interference. When your LED downlight or any downlight has a transformer box, there's a little box that sits in your ceiling that then transforms the power for your particular downlight. In the case of LED, they've got a particular type of transformer box that emits a signal. So that signal could be interfering with the TV. If you look at, there's a number of forums on the internet that have people have had this similar experience where the downlight's actually affecting their TV reception. Now, the answer is to either change your transformer box, so make sure that your LED downlight is the wattage of the downlight is matched to the transformer box. That mismatch can sometimes cause that interference. That signal that it sends out because of that mismatch could be reacting with the signal that the television's trying to receive for the channel. The other solution is to try wrapping a ferrite bead around the cable that goes into the transformer. Now, a ferrite bead, you probably see it with some products, with cameras, some TVs come with it. It's like a little, it looks like a bead, like an oversized bead that actually clips in half and allows you to run a cable in and then reclip. That sort of magnetic little bead can also help stop that interference and that signal being sent out. So a couple of solutions there. If you have installed LED lights and are finding that you're not getting the best TV reception as you did before, now you know the reason. That is actually occurs. Ian, thanks for your question on the Tech Guide Forum, Tech Talk. Hopefully that's answered your question. Anyone else with any other questions, feel free to head over to Tech Guide, hit our forum, or you can email me at info@techguide.com.au. There's even an icon on the home screen that asks that if you have a tech question, you can send an email directly to me and I'll do my best to answer your question. So head over to Tech Guide if you have any questions, and you too could end up on the Tech Guide Help Desk. And that's our show for another week. As always, everything we've spoken about on the Tech Guide podcast can be read at techguide.com.au. And as I said, if you want to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at info@techguide.com.au. Special thanks to our great sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great having your company with us once again. And we're looking forward to you joining us once again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.